Wabash Folklore Radio. Written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company and read by Derek Warren. I'll Be Your Best Friend. Time frame, August 1979. Toward the end of my first week as an Apple employee in August 1979, I noticed that someone had left a black binder on my desk with a handwritten title that read, Apple II Principles of Operation. It contained a brilliant, concise description of how the Apple II hardware worked, reverently explaining the details of Steve Wozniak's epic creative design hacks in a clearer fashion than I'd ever read before. I didn't know who left it there, but the title page said it was written by Burl C. Smith. Later that day, I was approached by a young, animated, slightly nervous guy with long, straight blonde hair who entered my cubicle and walked right up to me. Are you Andy Hertzfeld? Wow, it's amazing to meet you. I read your articles in Call APPLE and Dr. Dobbs. Apple's lucky they got you to work here. I want to shake your hand. With exaggerated formality, he extended his right arm stiffly, almost in a parody of a handshake offer. I'm Burl Carver Smith. Pleased to meet you. I wrote that manual I left on your desk, he said, pointing to the black binder. We shook hands, and then he suddenly turned around nervously and darted off without explanation. See you later. My cubicle was in the hardware engineering section of Bandley 1, since my first project at Apple was writing the firmware for the Silentype thermal printer. It was across the aisle from Wendell Sanders' office. Wendell was the designer of the Apple III and an extremely brilliant and seasoned engineer who used to design RAM chips for Fairchild and understood the Apple II hardware design inside out. All the other hardware engineers on the team, except for Steve Wozniak, usually came to Wendell for advice. I began to notice that Burl, even though he was supposed to be working in the service department in a different building, often hung around outside of Wendell's office, sometimes for hours at a time, waiting for Wendell to have a free moment so he could ask him to verify his latest insight about the Apple II timings. Sometimes, when Wendell was busy, he would try the insight out on me instead, or discuss a fine point of the Apple II firmware. Soon, we were occasionally going out for lunch together. The first time, I found out that Burl's creativity extended far beyond his engineering work. He would often try to convince our waitress to concoct variations of the standard fare on the menu, thinking of something different every time. For example, after he successfully persuaded a waitress to divide his pizza toppings into thirds, he asked her to do fifths the next time. Or he would sometimes try to order mixed sodas as if they were cocktails in ever-varying proportions, like 3/4 Coke and 1/4 Sprite. Often the waitress would balk, but Burl was sometimes charming enough to eventually convince her to comply. He would also become obsessed with certain foods, becoming fixated on Bulgarian beef sandwiches from Vivi's, and then going through a pineapple pizza phase, which evolved into his most enduring favorite, sushi, which provided a new range of interesting choices and combinations. Burl also had a distinctive way of expressing himself, applying technical jargon to ordinary life, like a situation that was metastable, or someone being a state machine, mixed with a dash of baby talk, like adding plurals to people's names. An attractive woman was referred to as a good prototype, or a good proto for short. Burl had a great sense of humor and periodically performed hilarious impressions of everyone else on the team, caricaturing their personality quirks with an incisive phrase or nickname. He also liked to make fun of various language conventions. For example, if he was pleased with new software, he would say, "Happiness, comma, software." One of his favorite expressions was, "I'll be your best friend." He offered best friendship for a wide range of activities, like making some change in the software for him, or getting him a Coke from the gas station. "Best friendship takes place," he would declare if pleased with the results. He also had a habit of reducing things to initials, like BFR for Best Friendship Relationship. Once, right after Burl conferred best friendship upon me, I heard him offer best friendship to someone else for a different favor. "Wait a second," I challenged Burl. "How can you give out best friendship to someone else? There can only be one best friend at a time, can't there?" Burl had a quick reply, delivered with a smile. "Of course there can only be one best friend at a given instant of time. But best friendship relationships may be highly dynamic. The average length of a best friendship is 3 to 5 milliseconds, so there's no problem in having a new BFR a second or two later."